around the top of the Gimel Amud Aleph. V'omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, old Rakia echad yeshul malami Rosh Achayos. He said that there are seven Rakias. Interesting, the Vilna Gaon says that in Yalev Yavo, there are seven Yalev Yavo. Each one refers to a different Rakia, and once we explained how, in my estimation, they fit, and then after that, the seven things, Zichroneinu, Zichron Avoseinu, also apply to each different Rakia. It's not for now, but in any case, that they fit each other. So there's another Rakia. There's an eighth Rakia. Lamala mi Roshi Hachayos, Dechsid, Udmus al Roshi Hachayo, Rakia ke'en hakerach hanora. Ad kan yesh lecho reshul sadaber, nikan ve'elach ein lecho reshul sadaber. Till this point, we're speaking about Nivroim, right? Very exalted Nivroim, but Nivroim. Beyond that point, you're speaking about the Rabbanim from himself, and from that point you can't discuss, because, like the Mishnah says, because this is beyond our comprehension. And even though we're not speaking about the Rabbanim from in his essence, we're talking about him as he relates to the world, still, the danger is that you will speak about him in ways that you have to give mashalim, and the mashal will be too gashmiistic, and lead a person to think, Taka, that the Rabbanim Shalom is a bria similar to what we can understand, which is not the truth. Shekein kosu b'sefer ben Sira, b'mufla mimcho al kedrosh, u'v'mechusa mimcho al tachgur. Which says in ben Sira, even though ben Sira is one of the safe svarim achichonim, and Chazal say that one of the things that makes a person lose his chelik in olam haba is the person is hogiv his svarim achichonim. But that's only if you substitute them for the Torah. But there's things in Svarim HaChitzonim that can be quoted that are good things. Right? So they use as an aid to Torah, there's nothing wrong with it. If you use it as a substitute to Torah, then you lose your Chelek in Olam Haba. The Meshe Hur Sheisi, his bone name, whatever I gave you permission to think about, think. Ein Lecha Esek Benistaros, the things that are hidden from you, things that are beyond our comprehension, there's no purpose to delve into them. Okay, Rashi, b'mufla mincha, b'muvdal u'mufresh mincha. Mufla means something separated and separated from you. Shelo rotza kodesh baruch l'galas l'chav. Shelo baruch l'chav is not interested in telling, it's not your business. Kanyo om Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, mat shuva ha-shivoso bas kola oso rosha. What did the heavenly voice answer Nebuchadnezzar? He was Nebuchadnezzar, yeah. B'shosha omar ele al bomosei of Nebuchadnezzar, yeah. Right, I will arise, I will go on top of the heights of the clouds, Adam ele elyon, and I'll be like the Rabbanu Shalom. Yotza basko, the omar lo rosha ben rosha ben benoshel nimra rosha. Rosha ben rosha, the great-great-grandson of Nimrod HaRasha, Tosus points out that Nebuchadnezzar did not come from Nimrod. It came from completely different nations. But it means that Ben Beno doesn't mean necessarily he was the genealogical descendant, but he was similar to him. That's what it means, Ben Beno, similar to him. Shehimri kola olam kulo alav malchuso. The Nimrod, what's it called, made the whole world rebel against the Rebellion. So that's why he's called Nimrod. And so too Nebuchadnezzar. Kamash Nosef Shalom, right? Do we think you could be like the Rebellion Shalom? How many years does a person live? Average, 70 years. And here again, Tosus points out that it's not that Nebuchadnezzar wasn't 70 years at the time. But he's talking about an average lifespan. An average person lives 70 years. Shenemar Yimei Shnoseinu Bohem Shivim Shana, Din Bigvuro Shmonim Shana. From the earth to the first heaven is 500 years. And the thickness of that first rakia is 500 years. And between every rakia is another 500, and the thickness of the rakia is 500. After you get through seven rakias, you get the chayas hakodesh. Ragle hakayos keneged kulam. The ragle hakayos are connected all the measurements that came before them. That's how big they are. Karsule achayas connected kulam, and then comes the ankles of the achayas, which are also as much space as everything that came before it. Shoke achayas connected kulam, the thighs of the achayas. Rechuve achayas connected kulam, what the Merkava that the Chayos are pulling is also what's called equal to all the things that came before. Yarche Achayos, Rechuve Achayos is Etzem Hayerecha, the what's it called, the hit, I guess. Yarche Achayos. No, that's the hips.
Middle part of the
leg. Okay, that's the upper bone. Gufe Achayos, can I call them? Then you have the body of the Achayos. Is also equal to all the measurements that came before. Savori Achayos, can I call them? Let's figure this out. It's a big way. Right? Kineged Kulam, Roshi Achayus Kineged Kulam, Karni Achayus Kineged Kulam, Lamala Mihem Kis, and above all of this is the Kisei HaKovet. Ragle Kisei HaKovet Kineged Kulam, Kisei HaKovet Kineged Kulam. And then Melech Kael Chai V'Kayim Rom V'Nisa Shochein Aleihem. And on top of all of that is the Rabban Shalom. And you think you could be like the Rabban Shalom because you went up on a cloud. Right? It's like the Yuri Gagarin, first cosmonaut. Right? After he came back, he said, now I know there's no God, I didn't see him. Now, you think the Rav Moshe was like, you know, up a little bit above you? All you did was go out of the gravity of the gravitational pull of the Earth, right? You went into the higher atmosphere, right? Strata, whatever it was, right? Outer space, big deal, right? Maybe the Rav Moshe was a little bit higher than that. The Ato Amarta El Al Boma Seov Adam La Elyon Achel Shaol Torah El Yark Sebor. You're not going to go up on any clouds. You're going down into Gehenna. That's where Nebuchadnezzar went. Rashi Losa Rasha Nebuchadnezzar. All of Lashon Nekiyahi. Kolomer Al Atzmo V'lo Alai. Right, what he said about himself, but it's a euphemism, because it really means what he said about the Rabban Shalom. Ragle Achayis Obi Parso Seyim. Right, the feet, not the legs, the feet of the Chayis. Karsule Istiyura Shekorin Kibalya Balaz. That is the heel. Shok Hu Etzem Ha Nimkor Im Harego. The shoke is the part that's sold together with the foot. The mashma of the shoke is the bottom part of the leg. Right? It says by a woman, a shoke is erva. It's a machlokas poskin, what the shoke is. Chazal Nish holds the shoke is the bottom of the leg, from the knee down. And therefore he holds that you have to wear stockings to cover that part of the leg. Right? Even though it doesn't have to be covered mamish with a dress down to the ankle, but it has to be covered. The Mishnah Berurah says the shok is the upper, from the knee up. Only that part has to be covered. Mele holds you don't have to cover from the knee down, and Mikra, then a woman doesn't have to wear stockings unless it's a makom where the minig is to do that. But if the place is not the minig, then you don't have to. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Many poskim argue on the Mishnah Berurah. It's based on other poskim before them. Right, but this is a big machlokus, what the shok is. Here, mashma, the shok is the lower bone. However, that could be only by a behema. Behema has different leg. Well, our leg is only two bones. A behema has three separate bones in its leg. There's a bottom one, a middle one, and a top one. Therefore, it may be different what's called what by a behema, what's called what by a person. Rechuvehu etzem hayerech asomach l'shok. And the next bone up in by an animal is called the rechuve. That's the one, the yerech, which is next to the shok. Yerech hu etzem akulis atukur masnayim. And the yerech is the thigh bone of the animal, which is connected to the hip bone. There was a song like that. Roshe prokim, roshe parshio shiba. Right, we can give you it. Okay. The lova merkova biyochid. You can't speak about Maisa HaMerkava, right, even the Yochid. Again, the Rambam says Maisa HaMerkava is all the Malachim and all the higher Brios that surround Kibiyochel, the Rabban Shalom, in the spiritual world. Maisa Bereishis is the spiritual nature, this is the physical nature, and this is spiritual nature. And others say Maisa HaMerkava is Sefer HaYetzira, is how to use names of Malachim and names of the Rabban Shalom to create things or whatever, or to make different effects. That's called Maisa Merkava. It's not Chochmas Merkava, it's Maisa Merkava. How to do it, how to, it's called, what's it called? Kabbalah Ma'asis. Right? Practical Kabbalah. Right? Not theoretical Kabbalah, but practical Kabbalah. Tani Rebchia. Avomosrin lo roshi prakim. You can't go into detail with an individual, but you can give him the basic roshi prakim, dailech hakim, and if he's smart enough, he'll know on his own. If he's not, you're not allowed to learn with him. So somebody who's a chacham, maybe miasmo, right, if he's maybe miasmo, well, he doesn't need a rebbe. He needs a rebbe to give him the basics, and then he can elaborate on it himself. Amrav Zera, ein mosin roshi prakim elala, and even the roshi prakim, you can only give to a chacham ha-meivin miasmo, the Mishnah says. Now what is called a chacham ha-meivin miasmo? So the Gemara says, elala av beizdin, he has to be an av beizdin, ulechom mishalibo doei bekirbo. And that he has the proper seriousness in approaching this subject. Rashi, Rashi prakim, Rashi parsio shabo. The headings. I guess in Maisa Merkava there are headings. It's a parsha in Yechezkel. And the headings are, I guess, the psukim and the inyonim that are included in those psukim. Rashi Prok, Rashi Prok, Rashi Libo Doeg, the Eno Makeless Rosh, he takes it seriously. Ika di Amre, Vahu Shalibo Doeg Bekir, you need two conditions. Not either an Av Beis Din, or somebody Shalibo Doeg, but has to be, what's it called, somebody who is an Av Beis Din, and Vahu Shalibo Doeg Bekir, and he has the second condition too. Omra Babi, Ami, Ein Mosin Sisrei Torah, Lamish Yesh Bo Chamisha Dvorim. You don't give over the secrets of Torah. In other words, the sod of Torah was not meant to be public knowledge because most people don't understand it and would distort it. So it's meant to be given over Torah Shebal Peh only, and in such a way that it's given from Rebbe to Talmud individually. And you have to have five conditions to be able to be on the level to receive that. And even though today we have Svarim of Kabbalah written down and people learn them or whatever, those are the chitzonius of Kabbalah. In order to really go into the depths of it, a person can only do it learning from a Rebbe. Can't get it from the Sefer. It wasn't written in such a way that the depths of it are obvious to anybody who doesn't have the Kabbalah. Means Kabbalah. It means that you receive it from somebody else. You can't get it on your own. It has to be given over. If you don't have a Rebbe to give it over, then whatever you learn, the Sfarim of Kabbalah, whatever, is just touching the surface. Not that I know that to be fair, that's what they say. Okay. What do you have to be? A Sar Chamishim. You have to be a person at least who is responsible for 50 other people. In other words, you're a person who's a Tzibur person. Unesu Ponim, you're a person who is respected. The Yoetz, person who can give advice. The Chacham, and a Chacham. Charoshim. Chacham Charoshim is Rashi. Sisrei Torah. Kigol Maisa Merkava, the Sefer Yitziro, Maisa Bereshis, the Hebraisa. All of these are Braises that in order to really learn them properly, it has to be given over to you by someone else. And you have to have these qualities. Yoetz v'chochem charoshim v'novom lachash v'kamam neforeshul. The Gemara explain what they are. Okay. V'omer avami v'novom lachash. Those are the five conditions. Char chamishim, nosuponim, yoetz, chochem charoshim, and novom lachash. V'omer avami ein mosin divrei Torah la'ovi kochovim. You can't give over divrei Torah to a goy. Sh'ne'amar lo'osachem l'chol goy u'mishpotim bal yidoum. Right? So the big shaila what this means exactly, can't teach. We see that Chazal taught Goyim. So some say if the Goy asks, you're allowed to answer him. And even though there, Chazal were dochen bekash. They gave a simple, basic answer, not to go into more detail than is necessary. Right? Others hold that Torah Shebichsav, you can teach a Goy, but not Torah Shebal Peh. Shaila about learning with a ger. Somebody who wants to be a ger, you got to learn Torah with him. Kidegar holds you can't learn Torah with a goy who wants to become a Jew. What you can learn with him is just to let him know what mitzvahs he's going to be chayav in, and the fact that there's a Torah, whatever, but you can't learn Torah with him. Other poskim hold that as long as his intention is to become Jewish, and this is preparing for that, you're allowed to learn Torah, but again, only Torah that is necessary for him to make the decision. Right, you don't learn with him Gemara or whatever, and then he holds that a goy is not allowed to learn Gemara until he becomes a convert. And also the shaila whether you can teach Torah to Yidden if Goyim are listening. Rabbi Teitz, Zecher Tzadik L'Vrach, used to give a shiur on the radio, Omid Yomi, or Omid HaShavua, Daf HaShavua, Daf HaShavua, right. Maybe we should show you say to that. In any case, the Daf HaShavua, I was thinking about Daf HaChodesh, or... in any case, what? Right. The, and obviously Goyim tuned in also. I would imagine could be more Goyim tuned in than Yidden. The, since they never ate Tahara, so they would, so it looked interesting to them. So he wanted to know, when they passed him for him, he could do it. His intention wasn't to teach Goyim. His intention was to teach Yidden. If a Goy walks into a shir, and he wants to listen, you don't have to doctor throw him out. But that's also okay.
He did it Yiddish.
What?
He did it Yiddish.
Okay, I knew Goyim that knew Yiddish too. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, Ta'a gemarcho b'maisa merkava. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lazar, come and I'll teach you maisa merkava. Omer le lo kasha, I'm not old enough. Ki kosh, nafshin Rabbi Yochanan. When he got old enough, and how old enough, we don't know yet, we'll see. But when he got old enough, he, what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan already died. So he missed the opportunity. Omer le Rabasi, Ta'a gemarcho b'maisa merkava. Right, so now Rav Asi said to him, okay, I'll teach you my Maisa Merkava. Now you're old enough, you missed Rav Yochanan, I'll teach you. Omar Le, Yizakoy, Gemirtim Rav Yochanan. If I was worthy, Rav Yochanan wouldn't have died before I learned, so I take it as a sign that I'm not worthy. Rav Yochanan Rabcha, Rav Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rav Asi. Rav Yosef Havigomer Maisa Merkava, Rav Yosef knew Maisa Merkava. Savi the Pumpadissa Havitonav Maisa Bereshis. And the Sabe, the Pumpadisa, they knew Maisa Bereshis. Right? According to the Rambam, they knew science, and Rabbi Yosef knew the esoteric spiritual worlds. Omrule Ligmar Lon Maya Maisa Mekova. So the Sabe, the Pumpadisa said, you teach us the spiritual world, right? Omr Lahu Agmaron Li Maisa Bereshis. So he said to them, okay, you teach me science. Vosher the Agmarun, after he taught them, after they taught him, Maisa Bereshis, they taught him science, right, this is the way the Rambam learns, Omrule, Ligmarun, Mar Maisa Merkava. So they said to him, okay, now it's your turn, teach us Maisa Merkava. Right? Omr Lahu, Tanina Bahu, Devash Bechol of Tachav Sonech. Not too bad. It says you should keep it under your tongue. In other words, I can't teach you that. Because it's not, even though I made the deal with them, but I guess he never committed himself completely. They just assumed that that was going to be the deal. And in the end, he said, sorry, can't do it. Dvarim ha-mesukim dvash v'cholav yutachas ha-shone. Something that's sweeter than dvash and cholav has to keep it under your tongue. Don't publicize it. Rav Avraham Rami Hocha, kivosim l'levushecha. Right? Poshepsha means that the wool of sheep is what you wear. Dvarim shehem kivshono shel olam yutachas l'levushecha. Things that are the secrets of the world, keep under your clothing. In other words, hide. Keep private. Omrele taninen buhu, ad vayomer elai ben adam. So we already know Maisa HaMerkava till this pasuk. Again, Maisa HaMerkava is Parshios and Yechezkel. So till that pasuk we've learned. Omrele hen, heining Maisa HaMerkava. If you learn that, then you know everything. That's basically, Maisa HaMerkava is included in that. Up until that point, you're allowed to ask questions. After that, you don't go into it anyway. So if you know that, you don't need me. Rashi, lo kashoy lo zakanti, uboin and libo doeg. I'm not old enough, and therefore I'm not serious enough. When you get older, you get more serious. Some people at least. Maisa merkava, maisa bereshis. Bryce is saying, kibshon lo shalolam, sisro shal, the secrets of the world. Kamo reisha bekavsha. Bahadi Kavshe the Rahmana Lomalach. Nimenu Yotsu Kavushim. A few places in the Gemara where the word Kavush, that means something that's hidden. Kavushim are pickles. You pickle them in a thing and hide them in the liquid. Tanino Adva Yomra Lai Ben Adam. Kvashaninu Adva Yomra Lai Ben Adam Amud Al Raglecha. That pasuk in Yechezkel, that's what we got up to. So if you got up to though, Hein Hein Maisa Merkava. Im Ad Kan, Shnisem, Harbe Shnisem. If you learn till there, you know most of Maisa Merkava. Sheshnei Mikros Halolu Shehein Bo Eira Keina Chashmal, Kemare HaKeshes, Heim shekpidu aleihem chacham miladorsham. Shehein midabrim b'tzura shechina mareil. Those psukim are the ones that are problematic, because they speak about the shechina, and they speak about it euphemistically, and people may take it literally, and therefore it's also to learn that. But up until that point, speaks about malachim and the merkava, whatever. That's okay to learn, and that you learn that. That's pretty much what you're allowed to learn. So it's finished. May say ad heichen maisa merkava, till where is called maisa merkava. Rebbe Omer ad vo'era basra, the second pasuk that starts with vo'era. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer ad hachashmal, where it says ad vo'era migamrinon mikan ve'elach masrin rashi prokim, till what's it called, the second pasuk vo'era, you're allowed to learn. After that you can only give rashi prokim. From that pasuk on you only give rashi prokim. He could be amrei ad vo'era masrin rashi prokim, just the opposite. Till vo'era you can only give rashi prokim. But you're allowed to do that. Mikan ve'elach imu chacham nevi midaito ini lolo. After that, you can't even give Rashi. A person can only learn it on his own. Mor says umidar shina bechashmal. Now it comes out according to this that the pasuk that speaks about vo'eiras hachashmal, you're allowed to learn. Are you allowed to do that? Vahayu yenuka d'dorish bechashmal. There was a young kid who was darshening in chashmal. The nafkan nura v'chalte, and a fire came out and burned him up. Some say it doesn't mean literally, it means that he went off the derech. That what he learned, he distorted and went off the derech. So a fire ate him. Mursa Shani Yuka, the Lomaki's money. He wasn't old enough to do it. But if you're old enough, you're allowed to. Omer of Yehuda, Baram Zohar also Ish Latov, Hananya ben Chizkiya Shemo, Il Molehu Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. If it wouldn't have been for Hananya ben Chizkiya, they would have hid away. They would have suppressed Sefer Yecheskel. Show you Dvarim Sosin Dvarim. So we had this in Shabbos by the Yudches Dvarim, right? That there were psukim in Yecheskel that seemed to be Sosin of the Torah with Karbonos and Tuma or whatever, right? With the Dunim of Kohanim, right? He would darshan them and show that there's no contradiction. Explain what they really mean. Ma'os, so what did he do? Helelo Gimel Meos Garvi Shemen. He took 300 Garvim of Shemen for light. The Yashab Aliyah, the Dorsho. And he sat until he finished darshaning the entire Yecheskel in a way that it does not contradict the Torah. Rashi, Meishvei Garshino v'lo Garshino mihavi maisa merkova ad hocha. Ad vo'era ke'ena chashmal v'lo hu bichlal. You can darshan till vo'era, ke'ena chashmal. Ad hachashmal, ad ha-teva hazu, till that word. The hibichlal lidorish, that you can darshan. Mashma chashmal, you can darshan. What is the chashmal? Some people have taines that modern Hebrew took words that have very, very deep esoteric meanings, and they made them into regular things, chevrat hachashmal, and now when you learn Yecheskel, you think of electricity. Right? So it's an avla. But the truth is that a lot of, even in Chazal's Hebrew, they took words also, and they use them for other things too. Not just Ben Yehuda that did that, other people did it too. So I don't know what the big taina is, but there's people who have big taina on modern Hebrew and don't speak it because it distorted Lashon HaKodesh. Ad ve'era migmar gamrina kolomar hachikomar. Ad heichon maise merkava shenosnu lidrosh ad ve'era o ad hachashmal. Misham ad vayomir hein hein maise merkava shikpidu aleim chachom. From that point on, you can't learn it except chachom nevim midaito and all the conditions we had before. Nigna Sefer Yecheskel, Sheesh B'Sofel Dvarim B'Korbanos, Shesosin Dvarei Torah. At the end of Yecheskel, there are things that speak about the Korbanos that are not the way the Torah says. And things that speak about the Kohanim, also the Isurim of Kohanim, they're not the way the Torah says. Garvi Shemen Lahavlix, he took up fuel for light, and he stayed there and darshened it. Okay? Tan Rabbanim, Maisa B'Tinik Echot Shayakori V'Veish Rabo B'Sifri Yecheskel. There was a youngster who learned Yecheskel in school, V'Hayamevin B'Chashmal, and he was a genius, and he understood the onion of B'Chashmal. The Yotza Eish M'Chashmal V'Sorfaso, and the fire came out and burned him. Again, could be a euphemism. U'Bikshu Lignos, okay, big shul no sefer. After that point, they wanted to suppress Yecheskel, that nobody else should come to this danger. They shouldn't learn Yecheskel anymore in school. Omer lohem Chananya ben Chizkiya, im ze chochom, akol chachomim hein. Right, this guy is a chochom, everybody's chachomim, meaning no other kids are going to be able to fathom this, and it's not gonna come to any kind of distortion. This genius was an exception, so it's an exception. For that, you don't suppress the whole Sefer Yechezkel. He understood what Chashmal actually was, and he was darshaning it,